This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of Dyke and the Blazers. Back in the mid-60s, they were one of the groups that pioneered funk.
There aren't a whole lot of black people in Phoenix, Arizona these days, and there's no reason to think there were any more in 1966 when something happened that put Phoenix on the soul music map. The OJs, who at that time were a struggling young vocal group with one hit, Stand In for Love, to their credit, had a gig there, and when their bus pulled out, they were missing a few of their backup musicians, who were called the Blazers. Among the missing were their bass player, Arlister Christian, and several other members of the group. But missing that bus was the best thing the guys ever did. It would take the OJs another 5 years to get famous, but Arlister Christian, who was known as Dyke, and the Blazers were about to have their moment in the sun. Dyke set about finding local musicians to fill in for the Blazers who had caught the bus, and soon had the Phoenix clubs jumping with a new dance Dyke had invented, the Broadway. To promote it, they went into the studio and knocked out the tune that would make them famous, the Funky Broadway. Such a huge hit that the local label that had released it soon had to lease it to an L.A. label, and Dyke and the Blazers toured the country while Funky Broadway was on its way to selling a million copies. It was such a durable hit that when Wilson Pickett released it in the summer of 1967, just a few months after Dyke's version died, he took it back to the top of the charts. Dyke and the Blazers ran back to Phoenix and recorded some follow-ups, including So Sharp. There was also The Wrong House, a 10-minute epic that showed off Dyke's almost childlike conception of lyrics, telling a convoluted story about Dyke, his efforts to get a job, and his girlfriend, who leaves him for a great big giant, as if there were any other kind, who mostly says, "Brrr." Some dismissed Dyke as a second-rate James Brown, but others thought he was a primitive genius. Soon, he was recording in L.A. with studio musicians who could stay in tune and hold the groove, cutting masterpieces like Let a Woman Be a Woman, Let a Man Be a Man. there was the tribute to Black Pride, We Got More Soul. Everything he recorded hit the soul charts in the late 60s. But Dyke was never comfortable with stardom. Time and again he'd return to South Phoenix to hang out with his friends. The record company found him hard to handle, and the hits stopped coming. He was shot to death in 1971 during an argument there in Phoenix, down on Broadway. Filthy, nasty Broadway. Funky, funky Broadway.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.